on the ocean and it's moving this away. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Well, there's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this away. If your soul not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Drift away, Lord, drift away. You will surely drift away. If your soul not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Well, there's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this away. If your soul not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Drift away, Lord, drift away. You will surely drift away. If your soul not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Come on and give God some praise. Come on and give him some praise. He deserves all the praise and all of the glory, all of the honor. Come on and give him some praise. He created everything for his goodwill and pleasure. Praise his holy name. Glory. You may be seated. Open your Bibles up to the book of Matthew, chapter 5. Book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 43. Ye have heard, Jesus said, ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Is God talking to us? None of us want to go through those first two verses. Jesus said, I say unto you, love your enemies. Do good or bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. That ye may be what? The children of your Father, which is in heaven. For he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good. And he sendeth the rain on the just and on the unjust. Praise God. Touch your neighbor and say, equity. Equity is a process of building up. What you put in will come out. A lot of people waste their lives away. They don't put things that that's going to benefit their lives, that they're going to get some equity out in the long run or in the near future or in the present. Sometimes you don't get everything you have need of in the time that you are pursuing or the time that you are enduring in this life. But if you build up some good equity, some good value in life, then sooner or later you're going to get what you put in. It's going to come out and it's going to bless you. The word of God is the most valuable thing in our lives. He says, store up your riches in heaven. The rust can't get to it and the moth can't eat it up. I'm going to say the cankerworm and the palmer worm can't get to it. God said, store it up in heaven. You got to get the word of God in you. It's the most valuable thing. When you put it in, it's going to come out. That's why he said when it comes out as a river of living water. Why? Because all that we store up, we don't direct it out, glory to God. But when we have need of it and we call upon the name of Jesus, then the river starts flowing and our every need is met according to his riches and glory as we believe and stand on God's word. He said, ye have heard that it's been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. I don't know about my Bible, but the first verse, number 43, the word love is written in a small L. Verse 44 is written in a large L, capital, representing authority, drawing attention to who is the provider. He said, you have heard that it has been said. In other words, it was said. It was said in the past that ye shall love your neighbors and hate thine enemy. But Jesus said that was the way of the past. I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I come that you might know how to live in this present life because I bring a new way unto you. I bring a new covenant. It's not like the old covenant. You don't have to kill the animals any longer and sprinkle the blood on the altar and all of this stuff. I am that lamb that come, and I'm going to be sacrificed, and my blood is going to be shed for you. So I'm saying to you, it's going to be a new will in the testament. And the new will says this, I say unto you, love your enemies. Why? Because the new way was standing before them. And he said, bless them. In other words, say something good about somebody sometime. Don't talk about folks all the time because remember, that's equity. What you put in will come out. He said, bless them that curse you. Bless them that don't like you. Bless them that even the ones you think are talking about you, they ain't really talking about you. He said, bless them. Bless the sick. Bless the shut in. Bless the one that's standing on the corner holding the sign, said, I'm hungry. Bless them. Bless those that are in need. Bless those that are down and out. Bless those that have been giving you a whole lot of trouble all your life. Bless your neighbors. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. You know, no matter how good you do, somebody gonna hate you. That just shows you one thing, that you're not perfect. Because I don't care how good you are, somebody ain't gonna like it. I don't care if you help them all your life. They might not even give you a helping hand in return. Somebody's gonna always talk about you. You may look good, live right, live holy, but somebody ain't gonna like that. The enemy don't like the way we look. Because we look like our Father. And our Father, glory to God, holds all power in the palm of his hand. All power is invested in him. And he has given unto us all of that power, and the world don't like it. They don't like it because we lift up Jesus. They don't like it because we praise his name. They don't like it because we tell the doctor, God, heal me. You didn't do anything. You gave me some pills, glory to God, and it brought on a bunch of side effects. But I'm here to tell you today, doctor, I got a miracle working power in my life by the hand of God, the one that you don't believe, but I believe. And because I believe, I live and I'm healed and delivered and set free. Hallelujah. He said, do good to them that hate you and pray for them which despitefully, and I'm going to put another word in there, and willfully use you and persecute you. Thine enemy. He said, pray for them. They're going to persecute you. They're going to despitefully, and I don't know about y'all, but you know, we have the heart of the good shepherd. Sometimes people just do things despitefully against you or willfully against you. And it's hard to bite the tongue. Maybe it ain't for y'all, but it is for me. You know, I have to walk off and just get in the river, walk off. Smile, keep on walking. That's what I do. So you got to learn a way to fight the enemy, glory to God. Sometimes, you know, you just, when they attack you, it's so blunt and it's so sudden, glory to God. It takes your breath away. It takes your mind off of the Father in heaven, glory to God. So the best thing to do is either get you a smile and just walk on off, glory to God. And walk on and go into the closet with your Father and say, Lord, I thank you for keeping me. I thank you for sustaining me, glory to God. I thank you for leading me in the direction that you want me to go today. I'm not going to hate nobody. They hate me, but I'm not going to hate them. They despitefully use me, God, but I'm not going to use them, because that's not the new way, glory to God. The new way is to love thy neighbor as you love yourself, glory to God. The new way is to lift up your neighbor. The new way is to bless your neighbor going in and coming out, glory to God. That's the new way. And Jesus brought the new way. He brought it, glory to God, and he carried it to the cross, and he nailed it to the cross, and he came back again, and he said, behold, I give unto you the keys to the kingdom, glory to God. What you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and what you loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. Hallelujah. Paul said, I see another law, the old way. But he said, with that law, I serve the old way. He said, but with this new law called the law of love, I serve Christ. See, that's what we got to be busy about, storing up the word of God in our life, because it is a valuable thing to have in our life. You know what you can? You can invest in this and invest in that, and you storing up stuff and hope to get some dividends later on, but then all of a sudden the stock market fall apart and all your money is gone and you ain't got nothing. But the word I'm talking about, glory to God, when you store up in heaven, when you store up in God, his word, glory to God, the word of God always brings dividend. What goes in, God don't take that what you put in of his word, but it just flows out of that, from that word, like a river of living water, glory to God, and it brings you dividend, glory to God. If you're sick, you can be healed, glory to God. If you're down and out, you can be lifted up. If you're sad, you can have some joy. If you don't know where you're going, glory to God, God will give you peace, and he'll direct your way, and he'll show you, glory to God, what to do. If you don't have a door open, God will open a door. What I'm trying to say, that God is the provider of everything that we have need of. Hallelujah. He said that ye may be the children of your Father. Bless your neighbors. Do good to them. Do good to your fellow countrymen. Do good to your friend. Someone that's close to you, do good to them. Bless them. That's what we got on the inside. That old way, you can't bless nobody with the old way. That's a curse. He said, bless them that curse you. Because how they going to be blessed or how they going to see the light if you do what they're doing? We just came out from that storm. I don't know about you, but I'm never going back in there. I might get angry, but God says, sin not. I might not like the way things go sometimes, but God says, sin not. I don't have to like the way things go sometimes, but God says, sin not. I might not like the way you look, but God says, sin not. I may not like the way you act, glory to God, but you're still my neighbor. You're still my friend. You're still my countryman. You're still somebody that I know, glory to God. So I'm going to lift up the name of Jesus, and I'm going to ask the blessings of God up on their lives. Hallelujah. It says neighbor. Neighbor here got a, you know, it don't mean just my neighbor next door. It has a wider meaning than that. Than our English word called neighbor. In the days of Israel, there was no farmhouses scattered over the agriculture part of the land that they was cultivating and that brought forth the harvest. But they gathered in villages in that neighborly aspect. In other words, they was close together. It didn't make no difference if there was sick people in there. It didn't make any difference if there was people that they didn't like that was in there, but they was in a neighborhood. And they communed together. And they went from that neighborhood out into the fields and they cultivated and they gathered the crops and they brought in the harvest and they brought it back into the neighborhood. Maybe some crops didn't produce like the other crops, but everybody in the neighborhood had something to eat. God has brought us into his marvelous light and brought us into the kingdom of God. And he didn't bring us in there to be separate, glory to God. He didn't bring us in there to hate. He didn't bring us in there to not love. But God brought us in there so that we can be close together, so that we can love one another as we love ourselves, so that we can pray for one another, so that we can bless one another, so that we can comfort one another, so that we can lift one another up before God, glory to God. That might be a weak one in the neighborhood, glory to God, but the one that's strong, glory to God, if he'll comfort his brother, if he'll pray for him, God will come to his rescue. That's the equity that we got stored up on the inside, the word of God. And when you speak that word of God and stand on that word of God and believe the word of God, it shall come to pass. Everything in this Bible that Jesus spoke and man wrote down by the impression of the Holy Ghost, it shall come to pass. It's going to be fulfilled, glory to God. Nothing is going to be left out. That's why God said, don't take nothing from this book. I add nothing to it, glory to God, because everything is going to be fulfilled according to the ways of God for mankind. Hallelujah. Come on and give us a praise. He said, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that do good unto you, that ye may be the children of your Father. That ye may be the children of your Father. Well, let me say it like this. People don't be famous. They become famous. People don't be rich. They become rich. God is saying here, he said, do these things so that we may be, that word be means become the children of God. We just don't jump up and be the children of God. We become the children of God. I'm still becoming a child of God. I'm still trying to live holy, glory to God. I don't have it pat, glory to God. I ain't trying to get it down pat, glory to God. I like God to touch me. I like God to direct us, glory to God, and to show us long life pathway. And when we let go and let God show us, it's the most glorious thing. It's the most powerful equity that we have in our life. Why? Because we move by the Spirit, and we live by the Spirit, and we live in the Spirit. And God God direct us. And when God direct us, it surely shall come to pass what we have need of in our lives. Hallelujah. I'm still becoming a child of God. Hallelujah. Sometimes the way things are going on, I wish I could become Enoch and just walk on in. But he didn't call me to do that. He called me to put up. Sometimes I don't want to put up, Rev. But I put up anyway. Because I got some equity on the inside. Hallelujah. If I do good, I'm going to get something back. If you love, you're going to get something back. Glory to God. If you bless, you're going to get some blessings back. If you do good unto others, glory to God, you're going to get some good back. Because you stored it up in heaven. It might not be the one that you blessed, glory to God, but God has got it stored up. It might come from some other source or some through some other person or through some other commodity or through some other thing, glory to God, but God got it stored up. Why? Because we done built that equity up, and when we call on his name called Jesus, glory to God, he'll come forth and meet our every need. He'll come into your situation, your circumstance, and the light will shine and the darkness won't comprehend it, and the darkness will flee from your life. That situation will go, that sickness will go, glory to God, that sadness will go, that hate will leave, glory to God, and the joy of the Lord will rise up in your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless them. Speak well. It's hard to speak well of somebody when they detest you. You're always going to find somebody more right than you are. A whole lot of folks. They ain't going to agree with what you say. But pay no never mind to that, because we are a child of the Most High God, which is what? In heaven. And he make the sun to shine on the evil. I like that part because, see, when God created the heavens and the earth, he didn't make the sun just to shine up on the good. He couldn't, because there was none good. So it had to shine up on everything. He didn't make the rain to fall on the good. There was no good. So he had to make it fall up on everything. So when the good became good, when we began to know Jesus, then it still rained on the just as well as the unjust. That means that we still going to have some problems. That means that people going to still hate us. That means that they going to still despitefully use us and persecute us. Glory to God. That same kind of rain falling on the evil man is falling on the saved man. Glory to God. But the only difference is that we got a better equity than the sinner man. Glory to God. We got Jesus, our high priest. Glory to God. Now we have to do is call on his name. He sitteth on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Glory to God. So all we got to do is call on him, and he will answer us and show us great and mighty things in our life. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. He said, for if you love them which love you, what kind of reward you got? If I'm in agree with somebody that's in agree with me, what kind of reward is that? In other words, both of us can still fall in the ditch. But if we do what the word says, the Bible says that where there's two or three gathered in his name, he's in the midst. If we got Jesus in there, chances are we ain't going to fall in the ditch. And if we fall in the ditch, guess what? Jesus is there to get us out. Sometimes he has to let us go in the ditch anyway, so that we can know that he's God. I don't care how long you've been saved. Sometimes God has to let you go in the ditch so that you can know that he's still God. He's still the one that created the heavens and the earth. He's still the one that blew his breath into your life and you became a living soul. He's still that God of light. Glory to God. He's still the God of peace. He's still the God of joy. He's still the God of deliverance. He have to let us go in the ditch sometimes so that we can really Find out who he is, glory to God, in the time of our trouble. Sometimes we get caught up in our trouble and we don't realize who God is. So God let us fall in the ditch so that we can call on his name, so that he can come to our rescue, so that we can lift him up and know that he is God in our lives. Hallelujah. Go back up to verse 43. Jesus first talking to him. He said, you've heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. Who is the enemy? Thine enemy. Thy foe. Who is the foe? Someone that don't like you. Someone that detests what you do. They don't like the way you live. They don't like the way you dress. They don't like the way you act. They don't even want you living next door to them. Why? Because they tend that your house look better than theirs. You don't sit out on your back porch, on your deck, drinking beer like they drink beer. Someone to detest you because you lift up Jesus. They detested, glory to God, Daniel, when he prayed. They detested it, glory to God. They detested the Hebrew boys. Why? Because they lifted up their God, glory to God, and they served only their God. People are going to test you because you lift up Jesus. You lift up your God, the great provider of our life. They're going to detest you and hate you. He said, pray for thine enemy. Thine enemy is thy foe, personal, political, or religious. Personal. People who come against you don't like the way you live, don't like the way you act. Religious. When I was studying this, I told God I was going to pass this part up. Talking about the foe. Personal enemy. It's your foe. That means myself. Political and religious enemy, which is the opponent, oppose what you do. That means that some religious. Some churches are your foe. Pentecost are foe against the Baptists. Baptists against the Pentecost. And Pentecost against the Church of God in Christ and vice versa. Why? Because they detest that we don't have the same protocol that they have. The same way. The same moving of the Spirit. I don't know about you, but the Spirit is alive and well and living on the inside of us. And whatever way he makes you feel, that's the way you ought to act, glory to God. If you got to shout, shout. If you got to dance, dance. If you got to leap up, glory to God. If you got to run, run, glory to God. If you got to be silent, glory to God. But I don't know about you. I can't be silent up under that kind of power, glory to God. I got to let somebody know that Jesus is alive and he's doing well on the inside of his people, glory to God. And there is no difference, glory to God. There we come. I'm against it, this and that church, but it's all serving one God. It's all by one Spirit, glory to God. So I'm here to tell you tonight to let God be God wherever he is. Let God be God in your life, and God will take care of you and will keep you, glory to God. We got to become the children of God. A lot of people want a double portion of what they see. They don't know they first got to get a double portion of what's not seen. And just because we see the big churches all filled up, packed out, and maybe got standing room only. We said, well, that's the way we want it. We want a double portion. Yeah, we want the numbers. That's fine. But you got the first. Have a harmonized relationship with the Father. Glory to God. You got to call upon him and let him direct you. Glory to God. God might want to move you here and he might want to move you there. He might want to do this in your life. He might give you this message to preach and that message to preach, because he's going to give you a certain message, glory to God, that's going to draw people into the kingdom of God, not just to hear the word, but to live according to this gospel, glory to God. You got to live this gospel. You got to live in this gospel. You got to live by this gospel and according to this gospel. Paul said, if you try to do it any other way, let them be accursed, glory to God. I'm here to tell you tonight, glory to God, God is alive and he's looking for somebody that's going to follow him. Glory to God. God is going to lead us all the way home. Don't worry about your enemy. Don't worry about those that hate you. Don't worry about those that despise you. Just keep your mind stayed up on Jesus and he's going to take you all the way home. Glory to God. Because I got some riches stored up in heaven. You got some riches stored up in heaven. And when we get there, God is going to give us a crown. Why? Because we endured up on this earth and God blessed us all the way home. Hallelujah. Glory. Things don't just automatically happen. A lot of people look for that. They don't automatically happen. You got to do something to make something happen. Is that right? You want something, you got to endure. You got to go through something to get something. It just don't jump out of the sky. People want the double portion. You got to do something to get the double portion. And some people go out and they say, well, I've been doing this and I've been doing that. I haven't got it yet. Maybe you haven't been doing the right thing. It doesn't make any difference what you've been doing. Wait upon God. He knows when it's right. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, not us. I can't lead you. But the one that's on the inside can lead you. But you got to endure. You got to come into that harmonized relationship with the Father, which is only accomplished through this gospel. You can't do it no other way. You can read Webster and won't make it. You can read the compulsory dictionary and won't make it. You can have the concordance, glory to God, to the Bible and leave the Bible out and you won't make it. You need every word of God. The Bible says every word of God is pure and it's a shield to them that trust in it. I don't know about you, but you got to trust in every word of God, every word that's written therein, glory to God. Don't leave out the does. Don't leave out the of. Don't leave out the ears. Don't leave out the ears, glory to God, but apply the whole word to God, because the whole word came unto man, glory to God, and the only way man is going to make it is that he got to be harmonized with the whole word, because the whole word is God, glory to God, and it came unto the whole man to lift up the whole man and to deliver the whole man and to save the whole man and to take the whole man home. Hallelujah. People talking about they want a double portion. God going, you know what? God will have you to do things that you don't want to do. He'll have you to do things that other folks won't do. Religious folk. People sitting in the church and there's work to be done, but they don't want to do it. They want to enter into the worship and the praise and leave out the service. Don't you know they all go together? You got to first serve, glory to God, be that servant. And then you enter his gate with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And you begin to praise God and worship him, to let him know that he is your God and there is none else. You said, well, God already know about my life. Yeah, he know about your life. But he wants you to endure until the end. He wants you to seek him so that he can guide you. Come on and give God some praise. And I'm closing. He said in verse 47, if ye salute your brethren only, what do you more than others do? Not even the publican so. Religious spoke. Some people speak to people in the church, they won't speak to the other ones. We all in the neighborhood. We might go like Israel did. They go out into the field and go their different ways to their different crops. But when they came into the neighborhood, we all in the neighborhood. I don't know about you, but when my neighborhood that I live in, at least three blocks, I don't know the people's name, but I see them quite often. And you'll be surprised who know you and don't know your name. They know you're going out and you're coming in. They see you go to church. I was in the store when we left church, and my neighbor across the street, he said, "How you doing, neighbor?" And I turned around, and there he was. He said, "We are always far apart. And sometimes we don't get to holler at each other because we sometimes don't take notice." He said, "How was the service today?" I said, "It was great." He said, "That's good. Bless them that willfully and despitefully use you. Do good unto them that recognize that you are somebody. Lift them up, glory to God." He was being neighborly. Now, when he was far off, he might not even want to speak to me. But he spoke to me then. Don't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference. If you salute your brethren only, what more do you gain? If I just talk to one person in this church, what gain am I gaining? I try to talk to everybody. I don't want to dip into your personal life. I got a personal life. I just speak. Good morning. Praise the Lord. God bless you. That's all in the neighborhood. That's being neighborly. That's being a good neighbor. That's what Jesus talking about. You got to be a good neighbor. The Jews coming for him, well, we're going to live the old way. That old man. Jesus said, you can't live by the old man no more. You got to change to the new man. He said in verse 40, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, perfect." You have to have that harmonized relationship between you and God. I can't do it for you, and you can't do it for me. You got to live it yourself. You got to uphold this gospel yourself. You got to walk in this gospel yourself. You got to study to show yourself approved, rightly divided this gospel. You won't know how to use it if you don't go for it. You know there's an old saying in the world, go for it. And they do just that. But we want to sit back sometime and wait on God. He doesn't mean that kind of wait. He said, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength," but he ain't talking about wait till he come down and just pick you up and grease you like grease you, glory to God, and throw you in that pot, and you just bubble like blue, blue. Now God ain't gonna do that. God expects you to get up, glory to God. You know what? It's good to get up seeking God. It's good to get up. That's the freshness of the morning. That's the best time in the morning. Well, it's the best time for me, glory to God. It's the time that the dew done already fell and the grass is up, glory to God. It done sprung up. Why? Because it's being nourished, glory to God. I like to get up early in the morning and call on Jesus, glory to God, who been with me while I was asleep all night, glory to God, who was with me when I got up in the middle of the night, glory to God, going to the restroom. He was with me, glory to God. When I went and laid back in my bed, God was there. We ought to lift up Jesus, glory to God, in every circumstance, in every situation. We ought to start out our day happy. We ought to start out our day in peace. And the only way we can start that out is we got to lift up Jesus. Hallelujah. Everybody stand. Praise God. He is the Most High God. He is the best equity that man will ever have. Man done tried everything. And see, we do good in the world, but we can't take none of it out. But while we're in the world, that which we have built up, build it up in God. Store it up. So that when the dividends come forth, it'll touch somebody else's life. It'll help somebody else. It'll guide somebody. You'll be surprised. When my neighbor spoke to me, that made me feel good. And especially when he mentioned God, how was church? That made me feel good. That made me know that he know I'm in the neighborhood. If you need prayer tonight, come to the altar. And purpose in your mind what you have need of. It could be personal, physical, financially. God is able to meet every need that you have need of. Sometimes we think we don't need anything. Well, maybe I don't need any money. But physically I'm in need. And spiritually I'm always in need. The Bible said, present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. That's what Christ done. He presented his body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Father. And he came for you and I because the Father sent him. He died and shed his blood on Calvary so that we can be free. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. Come on, if you want prayer tonight. Praise God.